Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I like your picture. I keep it with your letter.
Steve Dan bringing this back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Cliff Inico is our guest. Cliff is a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now about 8 years. He is the author of a bunch of eBay books, including the eBay Marketing Bible, and no pretense there, the Bible, and the eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer book, and a weekly column, too, right? Right.
Yep. Cliff? It's called Succeeding in Your Business. It's the Ann Landers of the business world.
There you go.
People email me their strangest questions, and either I answer them or I get somebody who knows what they're talking about, like you, to answer them.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it works. So yeah. SucceedingInYourBusiness.com is the website.
Check it out.
And the new book is going to be called The Crowdfunding Handbook, and you can actually already pre-order it on Amazon. And
good deal.
And you,
ladies and gentlemen, because you hang out with me and because Cliff hangs out with us, you are treated, as I said earlier in the hour, you're treated to a peek at the outstanding work of Cliff, and he's been working on this thing for a long time. This is going to be a serious book, ladies and gentlemen, that you'll be able to read in plain English. Even I've seen it. I've seen the early version of it, and even I can read it, so I know you can. All right, Cliff, what are some of the things that folks need to look for if they go the crowdfunding route? What are some of the things they need to look for?
Okay, well, the first thing you got to do is you got to pick
some of the landmines that might be in there.
Yeah, well, here's the first thing. You got to find the right portal. You can't just do these yourself on your website. You've got to go through a portal that's been registered with the SEC, and there are a bunch of companies now that are in the process of registering. They can start doing it in January. There's a company called SeedInvest.com. They're based in New York. There's a couple of companies on the West Coast called CircleUp.com is one. There's a company too, AngelList.co, not .com, that's doing this stuff. We really don't know. At this point, I don't know what Kickstarter and Indiegogo's plans are going to be. I don't know if they're looking to get into this space or not. I don't know if they're planning to register as portals, but that's something you want to keep your eye on, because obviously
it's another discipline. It's a whole other discipline. The third element, the equity part of crowdfunding, is a completely different discipline. I say completely. It's quite a bit of a different discipline from the loan crowdfunding.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You've got to do a business plan here. It's a sales document. You've got to make disclosures. You know, talk about all your
financial statements. You got to the whole thing. You got to do the what we used to call the due diligence part, where you tell them how all the horrible things that could happen. Right.
Right. That's right. And the big question, which we don't know yet, is how much are the portals going to do to help you with this process?
Right.
I mean, they'll put your stuff up there, but are they going to help you? Are they going to provide you?
Or are they just there to
documents?
Make money for themselves?
Right. Well, they're in to make money for themselves.
I know, but still, the thing is, though, it's just like the people who sell you a business in a box. You know,
yeah.
You know the business in a box thing for, you know, give me $79 and I'll show you how to make a business. Well, it's basically just not the what's in the box is not worth anything.
Yeah, because I've actually been talking about this too. There are a bunch of lawyers and accountants who are talking to each other, saying, "Hey, let's team up here. You know, let's provide a value-added service.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to crowdfund their business. We'll come in, and for a flat fee, we will put all this stuff together
and get them ready. Help them, advise them. Will they advise them on whether they even are a candidate for it or not?
Right. Make sure that they know that they're doing the right thing and that they're doing it the right way.
I hope if they do that, they'll also tell them the downsides.
Yeah, exactly.
And if they need any help with that, tell them to let me know.
That's it. Investor management. If you do a crowdfunded offering, Jim, and you and I have had this conversation before, you are going to be partly an investor relations person going forward.
Mm-hmm.
A certain piece of your day going forward is going to be spent dealing with this crowd that you have invited on board.
And periodically thereafter.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to have to be spent, because people can be time vampires with stuff like this. Doesn't matter that they just put $100 into your business. They feel that they are entitled in some way to a piece of you.
Go to any publicly traded company's website and look at the bottom, and or it may sometimes at the top, and it'll say investor relations.
There you go, kid. And you got to build. You're going to have to build that capacity, which is tricky when you're trying to run a business 24/7. And now you got this burden on top of it. There's another company though that I think is going to benefit from this, Jim. You know, when crowdfunding was just put on the map, people were saying, "Oh, this is really for tech startups. This is for the next Mark Zuckerberg, some college kid who's got the latest, you know, smartphone app or something like that." I don't really think this is going to be very big for those kind of companies. Those companies are looking for real venture capital, and it might be harder for them to get real venture capital when the venture capitalists see that there's 500 know-nothings, you know, already in there.
Especially when, the first round, they gave away 20% for $200,000.
Exactly. But I can see where there's one kind of company that I think could benefit from that, and that is a company that needs to prove to the established venture capitalists that they've got market acceptance. And in that sense, crowdfunding might be a viable way. So a company that's not on the radar screen that the venture capitalists are not already looking at, if they do a successful crowdfunding offering and get, 1,000 people, that could send a signal, hey, this is the next big thing. This is the next big product. But that is a real gamble. I mean, that's a real gamble, obviously, if you're doing something like that. So it could be a way that companies that are not on the radar screen could get the attention of the serious venture capital players by a successful crowdfunding offer.
Do you think venture capital investors are going to demand full disclosure and good documentation of the financial statements?
Well, they always do, man.
Do you think the crowdfunding folks will?
You know, I think it depends. A lot of it, I think, is going to be emotional. It's an impulse. It's going to be an impulse.
So you still think it's going to be somewhat emotional with people who have an affinity for what you're doing?
Exactly. People get turned on by the idea, which is how crowdfunding is always. But people love the sob story of the couple that's been trying to have a baby.
I think it's going to turn into a can of worms. I just think it's going to be a big mess. I'm sorry, folks. I hate to be so negative, but I've been in this industry before, and it's. It can get messy. 20, no, Tintail, right back with our good buddy, Cliff Inicoe. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.